Hi, welcome to episode 3 of Bloated Guys in the Locker Room. This is your host, JJ Wu, and I have special guest Carl with me, and man, we got some stuff to talk about. This Sunday was a big one. First off, Tiger winning his first major in 11 years. I almost cried watching him hug his son. It was really sentimental. But in bigger news, Game of Thrones is back, baby, and this is what our podcast is about this week. So first off, Carl, how are you doing?
Doing good. Thank you for asking.
How was your weekend?
It was good. It was a good weekend. I just hung out with some friends.
All right, enough of the chit-chat, just like Fran. Before we launch into Game of Thrones, just some spoiler alerts. If anyone hasn't seen the first episode yet, we're going to be talking about that. I'll be asking Carl some questions about the episode and getting his feedback.
Oh, yeah, I'll be talking about everything.
So first of all, what'd you think about the episode as a whole?
I thought it was fine. I mean, it's any first episode to a series is going to just be a setup. but I think that, I mean, what's really cool to see is the different characters that have never met each other. Like, you'll see, like, Daenerys and Sansa meet for the first time.
Oh, Daenerys and Samwell?
We can talk about that later. Arya seeing Jon for the first time since episode 1 of season 1.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It was pretty cool.
Do you think this is like the only show where the main characters don't interact week by week? I've never seen a show where the main characters haven't interacted like in seasons. You know what I mean?
Sure. Yeah, I mean just off the top of my head, I can't really think of anything.
Because
usually shows are, then again, there aren't very many shows where, like, you have different characters in almost different continents.
Or different families. That's a really good point.
I think that's part of what makes Game of Thrones unique. I'm sure there are some shows where, characters won't see each other for at least a couple seasons. Or you'll have a character who kind of disappears for a season and then comes back.
Yeah, yeah.
But off the top of my head, I can't think of anything.
So starting off from the end of the episode, what do you think about the stare-off with Jamie and Bran?
Oh, right.
I was shell-shocked.
I mean, it's interesting, but it's going to be... It's hard for me to believe that Bran has any sort of... hard feeling. I mean, any sort of...
Feelings?
Animosity. Animosity.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
Regarding being pushed from the window. I think Jamie's going to be more of like a... Wow, like, I can't believe, I did this. Because I think Jamie, as time has gone on, has sort of developed more of a moral compass. Despite the fact that in the last season, he was pretty sucked into Cersei's, will. But I think that Bran... And I think Jamie's going to be more shocked with what he finds out about Bran.
Dude.
Than he does.
I thought it was crazy how Bran, the night before in the episode, was like, I'm waiting for an old pal. And then he's just sitting in Winterfell,
right,
in that little living area,
yeah,
on his wheelchair, just waiting the whole
he's
night.
Waiting for Jamie.
Yeah, he's waiting for Jamie.
Then it also brings into question what's up with Bran? Like, I think that, I don't know, his story was always kind of weird. Like, we didn't see him for a full season. I think it was season 6 that we didn't see him.
Season 6 or 7, you're right.
No, we did see him in 7. We didn't see him in 6.
Oh, 6.
I don't think we saw him in 6.
This is 8, yeah.
Yeah, this was 8.
What I think is kind of like a plot hole, maybe, is if Bran can see everything going on right now, why wouldn't he tell Jon and Sansa and Tyrion that Cersei's not bringing
the Lannister army?
Yeah, the Lannister army over.
I think that might come next episode. I mean, because remember, Jaime was supposed to be marching with the Lannister army to Winterfell.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you saw the preview for the next episode.
Oh, I didn't watch that.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
I don't want to hear it.
You don't want to hear it?
No.
Okay, well, all right, then I won't talk about it.
All right, next question I have. Another main point is what's your opinion on Samwell's reveal to Jon about his lineage?
That he's no longer Aegon.
Yeah, personally,
he's no longer Jon.
I think Samwell let his emotions get the best of him. Don't get me wrong, Daenerys burning his dad and his brother alive is bad.
Yeah.
But I feel like in that type of situation where you're revealing Jon's lineage and him being the true heir to the throne, I feel like he was a little bit too pissed.
I think the point that Samuel Tarly was trying to make was that that maybe she's not the one who should be sitting on the Iron Throne. Like, I think that's a very valid perspective coming from him, because he's like, oh my, because remember when she first walks in, he's very much like very open to like, oh my queen, like hello, like my,
and then he finds out that
she burned his well, the thing is, I you don't have to say for the after episode, but there's the after episode where the creators talk about the scenes, mm-hmm. and they noted that there's a difference between how Sam reacts to the death of his father versus the death of his brother. Because with it, when it was his father, he's like, well, at least I'll have my brother to go home to.
Yeah.
And then it's like a, well, no, he got burned alive.
His brother wasn't that bad of a dude.
No, he wasn't. He actually genuinely was actually like a nice guy.
Oh, and then also, John was a little too calm when he realizes that he's fucking his aunt. Or sister, or whatever.
I think it's his aunt, because he would be the nephew.
That's crazy. Do you approve?
No, I don't approve of incest. and I think it's funny.
But in this situation,
I think it's funny. I've seen a lot of like, oh, in this situation, like, what do you mean?
Like in the show, do you care that?
Well, I don't like Daenerys to begin with. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I guess that's more of like a personal thing. I don't like Daenerys. I think she got more and more annoying, and she sort of acts like a bird.
As Sansa says, between the difference between what's the Mad King's real name?
I forgot what his name
is. It's not Aegon. No, it's Jon.
It's not Rhaegar. I forgot what his name is.
Okay, anyways, the Mad King.
Yeah, she said the difference between him and the Mad King is the looks.
Sansa is that Sansa's prettier.
Yeah,
or Daenerys is prettier.
Yeah. No, that's true. I thought that was pretty witty. I think it is sort of predicted that Daenerys is going to become the bad person.
You think so?
I think she's going to turn to the dark side. Yeah. I think she's going to die. I'm straight up. I think she's going to end up getting killed.
Okay. I'll move on to that later. What do you think of the Night King symbol? Like, what do you think that is?
Oh, the spiral thing?
Yeah, with the umber.
With the little umber kid?
Yeah.
I don't know, because we've seen that symbol before. You actually see it in the beginning of the show in season one. It's literally the first scene where you have like the Night's Watch guys going up to the little camp, and then like they have like the villagers like,
yeah,
I don't know what it means. I don't.
I got so scared when that kid came alive.
I was like, ah.
Did you get scared? I screamed.
Well, I didn't scream, because I actually took note of the kid opening his eyes behind, because I was like, why didn't he turn? And I was like, and then I kind of kept on looking at him. I was like, oh, his eyes opened up. But I thought was a really funny scene though was when the Night's Watch,
but dude,
saw Tormund, and then they're like, oh, he has blue eyes. Like, I've always had blue eyes.
Next episode. This episode is probably going to be so crazy when, like, the Night King actually comes to Winterfell.
Well, if you watched the preview, you would know what happens.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't gone to Winterfell yet.
Okay. But anyways, what I also noticed...
I think the battle's happening.
What also I noticed during the episode was Sansa was kind of scheming with the other houses. Karstark, I think.
She was scheming? How so?
She was, like, there's a little cut scene of before Tyrion and Sansa start talking. Sansa is talking with another House of the North, and it was the people that helped out Jon against Ramsay. You know those troops that came in late?
Oh, it wasn't a Christian. It was Little Lady. She was the...
No, Bear it was Island. Not. It's not their house. It's not the Mormont.
Not Mormont?
No, it's a guy. It was an old dude. Anyway, Sansa was talking to this old dude, and it looks like...
Oh, before Tyrion approaches?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's the Maester.
No, trust me.
It's okay, a dude. All right, we'll look at it. All right.
Anyways, Sansa, I feel like Sansa's scheming a little bit, because I think the North does not want another Targaryen on the throne.
And I don't blame them, honestly. I don't blame them. But, yeah, are you going to go to a pet peeve section, or are you gonna move on to the next session? Cause...
No, keep talking.
Okay, I was just going to say, I sort of have a... I'm kind of pissed off at Jon for giving up the crown. I'm not going to lie. I thought that was a pretty dumb move.
Talk louder.
In the end of season 7, when he's like, oh, I'll kneel to you, my queen, or whatever.
I mean, they talked about it this episode as well.
Exactly, yeah. And then now
after effects.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty dumb. I'm not going to lie. I thought giving up his crown that easily was pretty ridiculous.
Do you think it's going to turn into a democracy?
Oh, at the end of the show?
Yeah.
I think it's funny. Someone, I think it was Ben Shapiro, talked about how he thinks that the show eventually is just going to end with like a council of elders, I don't know. I mean, we'll see. I don't think it's going to turn into a democracy. If it would, that would be kind of boring, honestly.
I think it's going to be a boring ending, or not a satisfying ending. I think it's going to be like Dany in the South, Jon in the North, or Sansa in the North,
I think Danny's dead.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. I was also pretty pissed that there was no Podrick or Brienne dialogue.
Oh, that's right. Brienne wasn't in the episode. We did see the Hound.
Brienne was in it. She just didn't speak. She was in the background.
Oh, she was. I didn't see her.
She's Sansa's...
I know she's the bodyguard. I didn't see her, though.
Both the Stark girls are there, so she's there.
Well, I know she's there. I just didn't see her in the episode.
Yeah. So that was pretty crazy, but I'm excited for next episode, next week. It'll be good, right?
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, yeah.
It'll be longer. This one was an hour, or 56 minutes.
This one's 56 minutes. I think what's going to be interesting is the introduction of the Gold Company,
mercenaries. There was only like 2 minutes of that.
No, that's true. I know that was only 2 minutes, but they look sweet. Mm-hmm. They had some sweet armor.
All right, so we're going to launch into our segment of the week. This week is the blessing of the week, something we are grateful for. And for me, 420 is approaching. Always a great time of year for that one reason. Everyone knows what that reason is. That's right. It's Easter weekend, baby. All right, it's just a joke. That was a bad one. But anyways, what's your blessing of the week, Carl?
So my blessing, I guess I'd say last week, is I had my very first Guinness, which I was very happy about.
He had his first Guinness. What'd you think?
I liked it a lot. I mean, I thought it was very smooth.
Are you a dark beer or a light beer guy?
I think I enjoy darker beers more, but it's not to say I wouldn't enjoy a blonde either.
Mm. You get into the IPAs?
No, I don't think so. No. I feel it. Yeah. I mean, they're all right.
For my single number of listeners out there, Carl turned 21 just recently, so he's legally allowed to drink publicly.
Right. At bars. Can't drink, yeah.
All right. And then for my other blessing of the week, may I just say that Sunday television is rocking right now. We have Game of Thrones, and then I don't know if Barry and Veep is the lead, like the show after Game of Thrones or coming on before. But anyways, HBO has three shows back to back to back that are just absolutely stellar, as well as Killing Eve on AMC. Great show. I feel like I need the NFL Red Zone multicam for Sunday shows right now. And yeah, what about you, Carl? Any more blessing?
No, that's pretty much all I can think of. I mean, summer's approaching, so that's a blessing in and of itself, I guess.
Amen to that. And with that, we'll end the episode. Thank you for listening to episode 3 of Bloated Guys in the Locker Room. I hope you enjoyed our Game of Thrones talk. Hopefully, we can continue this next week. Thank you.